We're on the bottom of Menvav on the days. Zakai b'mitziyosa. Okay, we'll finish the shiur right here. Where it says Mishum Eva, Rashi, Mishum Eva. Why does the father have the rights of his daughter's finding lost articles? Whatever she finds goes to him. Since really he's not chayef to feed her, if she finds something and she doesn't give it to him, so he'll be baroges and he won't feed her. So therefore, in order that he should not have that taina on her and he should feed his daughter, if she finds anything, it goes to him. Okay, the ma'isi yodeha, he gets her earnings, minola, the omar of huna omar rab, minayin shemaisi habas la'av. How do you know that the earnings of the girl go to her father? Shenemar v'chiyim kor ishes bita la'oma. Ma oma ma'isi yodeha l'rabba, af bas ma'isi yodeha l'aviyo. Right, just like in Amma, her earnings go to her master, so too, the daughter who the father has the right to put her in that state, her earnings go to the father. Versus the imahani milik tana, the matzi masmila. You can only send your daughter when she's a ktana. So maybe this halacha only applies when she's a ktana. If she's a nara, the earnings go to her. Aval nara de lo matzi masmila, maisi yodadi do havi. But a nara who you can't sell, maybe her maisi yodayim go to herself. Or it says, mistabra do vi havi. Right? Why? Di isol kadaitich maisi yodeho lav do vi ha. Behold that her ma'isi yadayim belong to her. Elohad zochi l'rachmona la'av l'mimsur l'chupa hechi motzi moser la. Right, l'chora, how, if she has rights to her ma'isi yadayim, how could he marry her off? One day she's not going to be able to work. She has to get married. And he has a right to decide when she'll get married. So he can take away her ma'isi yadayim from that day. Mestabra, therefore, that he's not taking it away from her, but he's taking it away from himself. He's stopping her from working, and if it belongs to her, how could he interfere with that? It must be that he's not interfering, that it belongs to him. We know that even applies to a nari that can give her over to marriage. So how could he do that? Right, he's matkia her. Parech Rav Achai, Ema, this Parech Rav Achai is found many times, some places, what's it called, Tosa says that this is Rav Achai Gon, and this is an interpolation into the Gemara after the Chasimus HaGemara. Sometimes that they, and others say that this Rav Achai is an Amora, and it's part of the Gemara. Okay. So Ema Dioiv Laschar Pakosa. Right, maybe he pays her. Right, he compensates her for her day's work lost because she had to get married. Inami, the muscle of Belelia. He gives her over at night when she's not working anyway. Inami, the muscle of a Shabbosus v'yomim tovim, or he gives her over what's it called Shabbos or Yontif. Right, so over here, Shaila is how you can give her over Shabbos and Yontif. Lemaisa, there's a halacha. Of Yontif at least, the Samachta b'chagecha v'lo b'ishtecha. So you can't get married on Yontif. And Shabbos also. Right? How does he give her over to marriage on Shabbos? So it's talking pashas right before Shabbos or Yontif, where there's no work anyway. She's already not working. She's getting ready for Shabbos and Yontif, and the marriage is takes place then. Rashi. Pakasa b'telusa. He pays her for the money that she's losing because she has to stop working. Okay, Elektana. Yeah, okay. Right, Tulsa says, what I just told you now is a Tulsa. Okay. Elektana lo tricha kra. Right, you don't need a pasuk for the ktana. It's a svar. Hashtas vuni mazbin lo maisi adel mi boy. If he can sell her, he surely gets her earnings. So the pasuk of es beating, as what's it called? That right, es beating the chiyim kor ish es bita la ama. Even though it's talking about ktana, since we don't need it for ktana, it may no inyan l'ktana. It comes to tell me the halacha of a nara that he gets Maisi Yodel. Rashi. Elektana lo tzricha kro, de kashi loch le'el, eimo honi mi lektana, de motzi mazbin lo alav koshehi. Ki it's rikro le nara, because for a ketana you don't need a pasuk, it's a svara. The pasuk now, if it's not talking about a ketana, it applies to a nara. The alphagav the ikr kro bektanik, see? Even though the pasuk's talking about a ketana, right? Because you can't sell your daughter when she's a nara. Miu kro yiseiruhu, it's an extra pasuk, because not necessary. Dechsiv la'oma, la kushi bas li'ama, lehekesh the nara asya. The hekesh of bito la'oma, just like you can sell your daughter, you also get maisi yodeva. That applies to a nara, even though the ikr of the pasuk applies to a ketana, but the ribui of the pasuk applies to a nara. Paforis and Toreha, how do you know the father has the rights to be made for the nedarim of his daughter? Minolin, dechsi binurel beisaviha. Torah says beferish that binurel beisaviha, what's it called? He's made for nedareho. She binurel gave a forest nedarim seed in matas. V'achikomer binurel b'rishus aviyahi. While she's a nara, she's still in the rishus of her father, totally for nedarim. The chitema ha behed yiksev ki heini aviya osa. Right, the Torah says b'their. What do you mean pasuk binurel b'savia? The Torah speaks about b'theirish. If her father was meini her, it goes into great detail about the father being made for the nedarim of his daughter. Right, ilav hai havi amina b'ketana mishtoi. I would say that in heini yavia, so it's not talking about a nara; it's only talking about a ketana. The pasuk binurel b'savia puts it into the context of naras. Okay. Umekabelis gita, he also receives her get minolam to see the yotz of a haisa iske shitzia lahavoy, just like he can give her over to kedushin and he gets the shtar kedushin, he gives her over. If she gets divorced, he gets the get. Okay, right. Ve'inu ochel peres b'chayeha tana rabbanan ha'av ve'inu ochel peres b'chaye bito. He said if a girl inherits something or somebody gives her a present, so her father does not eat the peiros of that thing, right? Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, Omer ha'av ochel peiros b'chayi bito. And Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda argues, and he also knows, just like the husband eats the peiros of the guf hakarka that the woman owns, the father also does that. The ma'akam miflagei, what's the machlokas between Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda and the Tanakhana? Tanakhama saw Rabbi Shlomo Baal takinu le'rabon and peiri dimke mimna v'loparik. Right, the husband, they were misakin that he should eat the peiros of her land, right? Because we're afraid that if she'll ever be captured, he won't redeem her. So this way, since he's eating the peiros of the land, he'll have rachmanis on her and redeem her. Ela av my ikla meimer the mimne v'laporik. Like, why would they be misakin that the father should be able to eat the peiros? What are we afraid of? He won't redeem her. V'lav hachi parikla. Right, Lamaisa is going to redeem her anyway. It's his daughter. So therefore, what's it called? We're not choshish for that. There was no reason, therefore, to give him the papers. Rashi. Umnimna veloporik. Lefichach tiknu lo peros. That's why they were misakin peros. Kida omr lekaman upirkuna tachas peros. Right, they misakin that he has to redeem her. And connected that, they gave him the peiros. The lechlinu bal, the chol pidyona yehalov. In other words, they evened it out. You have responsibility to redeem her, you get the rights to her peiros. Im ravimad, whether it was a lot or a little. The iamris linechiniu, the evdua mehem, im tiashvuya zimnin delomalu, the hashta yod midide. Right, because if you won't give him the peiros, then what's it called? Leave the peiros, and if she gets captured, you'll redeem her from the peiros. Sometimes the peiros won't be enough. So therefore we give him that, since he has the rights to the peiros, whether a lot or a little, he'll redeem her, even if it doesn't cover it or whatever. Okay. For Rabbi Yosef Yehuda Sover, Avnomi Mimna V'Laporik, no, a father also sometimes won't redeem his daughter. A husband, that they have no kasha on. Husbands could be, won't redeem his wife. But a father, Lechara, will always redeem his daughter, and Rabbi Yosef is low. It's not true. Sover kisa nikita alayu, tezo v'tifrik nafsha. Right? The father would say the following. Kis mali mals yeshla biskula. She has her own money. right? I put away money, the payers of the karka means she has karka, somebody, she inherited karka. She has this karka, it's a school, and I was just in, held, being held now for her when she'll be able to get it, she'll become a bogeris or whatever. So let her sell her land and redeem herself. What do I have to get involved? Right? The adhein alone their nation. I didn't get any enjoyment from this karka because he's not allowed to eat the payers. So she has all this money in the bank. Let her redeem herself. Ata tif des atzma dim yechser ani lo ashlim. And if she doesn't have enough, too bad. It's not my problem. So a father, if he would be baroges because he doesn't get the payers from his daughter's field, may not redeem her and say she has her own money. Let her redeem herself. Okay, nisus yeser alav habaal shu ochel. Right, if she got married, the baal has extra rights over her that he is ochel payers according to everybody. In other words, the Tanakamu holds that the father is not ochel payers. This is what the Mishnah says. Yes, sir. According to Rabbi Yosef Behuda, it's not an extra thing for the baal because the father also has that right. Tana Rabbanan, kosev la peiros ksus the kalim shiavo ima mibeis adiyah lebeis baila. Right, if he okay, well, we'll continue this on Friday.